Well, now a news story has come out, and this is very serious stuff from the Jewish community. Police are now working to identify men who are caught on video giving Nazi salutes. That's right. See, giving a Nazi salute in a Russian bar during the World Cup. That's right, everybody. We have British police now, British frickin' morons, trying to track down two men who were seen giving a Nazi salute, that's a Jewish term, of course, at a World Cup game at a bar in Russia. Yeah. Let me tell you how stupid, I guess you could say, the British police have come in serving Jewish people here. Because we got a video. It shows at least two men. That's right. Oh, at least two men. Ooh, this is a big news, man. Two men performing, quote-unquote, Nazi salutes in reference to a Premier League club, which was Tottenham's Jewish Heritage. I'm like, so? So apparently they were running some type of special on Tottenham in a Russian bar. And these two guys, hey, Heil Hitler. And now that's going to be investigated by the police. Now, if you haven't figured out now that Jews are just freaking stupid and they are using the police for tyranny to impose themselves upon the British people, you ain't listening that much anymore, folks. Can you imagine some stupid thing like this? In Russia, and you're going to get investigated by the police in Britain? Now, come on, guys. Now, the Football Association, oh, yeah, the Football Association, they have condemned this. Well, why are you even bothering to make it worse? I mean, see, you guys in the Jewish community, see, we're taking you seriously now. We're looking at you and saying, wow, it's against the law? It's a crime to do this in a pub in Russia? About Tottenham, who calls themselves, they call themselves like the Hebrew division or some stupid thing, the Yid League or the Yid division or some stupid name like that. And then you're complaining about it in a situation where you run anti-German stuff day in and day out on Jewish controlled media. Now, it took place in a southern Russian city, no doubt, which was the venue for England's 2-1 victory over Tunisia. See, it was a victory for England. And now Volgograd was formerly known as Stalingrad. So it actually didn't happen in the southern Russian city. It happened in Volgograd. And that is, of course, where we had one of the bloodiest battles of World War II. Now, Detective Superintendent Carolyn Marsh, UK police investigations lead for the World Cup, said, the abhorrent behavior. Again, that's another one of these in-your-face, supercharged words that just make me get sick and pissed off at Jewish people. If you don't want people to not like you, stop using words that are offensive on a literal emotional sense. You're trying to use a word here that is attacking my sensibility. And quite frankly, I don't care whether somebody did something. I don't find it, quote unquote, abhorrent, but I do find it abhorrent that you would use the word abhorrent because you want to try to sway me emotionally. That's the issue here. It's not that someone's going, like this in a freaking club. Who cares? Really, who cares? Why would you care? Why is the Jewish community so up in arms about every little nitpicky little thing to where they want to whine and dine and complain about everything? Give us a freaking break. And then it's not that you want to go complain, but you want to use words on us as we read through that is offensive by nature. And I'm talking about literally from a defense office as a weapon. It is an offensive weapon designed to go out and attack me personally. And not just me personally, but everybody within my market genre. It is designed for that. Why is it, quote unquote, abhorrent? Who freaking cares? Okay, we are taking you Jews seriously now, okay? We are watching everything that you're doing. We are listening to everything you're doing. We are watching as you jail, as you criminalize people for not taking you seriously. Okay, I'm taking it seriously. Why in the heck would you use the word, quote unquote, abhorrent? Do you even understand how English works? There's nothing abhorrent about someone going like this on a page. Who cares? Honestly, who the frick cares? Do you think we don't have something better to do with our lives than to listen to a bunch of Jews whining about what they call, quote unquote, abhorrent behavior? And you're actually using media space? Media space at news, the Sky News, for something like this? You're using a freaking massive multi-billion-dollar corporation for something like this? That's the best you guys can do for us is insult us and nauseate us with such stupid use of our own language? Do you guys even really do you understand how English works? I mean, and people are like, oh, that's a – no, wake the frick up. There was nothing aboard. I go, who cares? It is a situation – honestly, who the frick cares? Honestly, who cares? Now, but it's serious stuff. This is serious stuff to the Jewish community. Our investigation team, this is a quote, our investigation team in the UK is already making swift inquiries to identify those involved and will seek to take all appropriate action against them. Are you kidding me? That is the nature of British policing nowadays? That you are sitting there, somebody did it on a freaking screen and you guys are taking swift action about that? Yet you won't do a darn single thing about thousands upon thousands upon thousands of British kids being literally groomed for sex as early as 9, 10, 12 years of age. And you want to sit there and we're not supposed to. Yeah, this is serious stuff now. Your priorities are all freaking whacked out. You're going in the wrong direction. You're not supporting the British people. You're supporting a foreign power. Yeah, we're taking it seriously now. This is disgusting. It's absolutely pathetic to watch you guys behaving in this manner. What in the frick is the matter with you? Have you gone from being a 2-year-old to a 7-year-old overnight and then your freaking brain development stopped? I mean, what is the matter with you guys? We're swift inquiries. Are you supposed to think we think how do we even respond to such stupidity? That's what it is. What are you swift inquiries for what? Are you kidding me? Man, I look at these stories and I, what the heck is the matter with you people? Now it says here, Sky News, folks, it's a multi-billion dollar Jewish-centric organization which is occupying British airspace, okay? British open air space. This is a foreign power here. It is the media of a foreign dominating occupying power. They say here, Sky News understands that although the UK police have no powers in Russia, they are thought to be working with the Russian police and could pass on any relevant information to them. Why? Seriously, and to you, if you got any Putin people here, you're watching, why would you guys be bothering equally? I would tell the British police, go find something important to do. Do not call us and waste our time for this. We ought to send you a frickin' bill because you're so stupid to call us over a small issue like this. And to the Russian people. I'm talking about the real Russian people. I'm not talking about the fake Russian people. The real Russians. Try to grasp something that is very critical here. The Germans were not fighting the quote-unquote the Russians. And if you talk to a German soldier to this day, he will say we were not fighting the Russians. We were fighting the Bolsheviks. They were fighting the same people that you and Russia have been fighting for over 100 years. And unfortunately, the Germans lost that war. And we do understand. The patriotic idea of how you won the Great War, we get all of that. But we ask for saner heads within the Russian Federation to come to grasp with the real political dynamics of what is transpiring here in the West. We are still, unlike you, we have a massive problem with Jewish NGOs. We have a massive problem with Jewish dominance within our political sphere. Jews have put the gauntlet. They said, you must take us seriously. And we must be taken so seriously that if you do on a frickin' show in a bar somewhere in some nondescript place in Volgograd, the British police are going to get involved to try to find out what's going on here. Yeah, I'm staring at so many problems around the world that I can identify with. And every time I open up Jewish Wine and Complaint Division, it's about the dumbest of things, folks. Seriously, Can you imagine spending thousands upon thousands of dollars of resources because somebody saw someone do this in a freaking bar in Volgograd about Tottenham, which is a Jewish-run place that even the fans call themselves the Yid Army, in an area where we have this cultural domination of anti-German propaganda about World War II nonstop every day, nearly 24/7 every day, 365 days a year. Now think about all that. All right, everybody, that I think will be the Oy Vey moment.